The Judiciary Committee will come to order. The clerk will call the roll, please.
Representative Holt. Representative Height.
Here.
Representative Wolf.
Here.
Representative Bennett.
Here.
Representative Bergen.
Here.
Representative Derry.
Here.
Representative Gustafson.
Here.
Representative Hagenow.
Here.
Representative Jacobson.
Here.
Representative Jones.
Here.
Representative Kaufman.
Here.
Representative Klein.
Here.
Representative Confirst.
Here.
Representative Losey.
Here.
Representative B. Meyer.
Here.
Representative Mitchell.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Poshton. Representative Wessel Crochelle. Representative Wilburn.
The minutes of the previous meeting have been distributed electronically. If there are no objections, I would move approval of those minutes. So ordered. At this time, I move to dissolve into a subcommittee of the whole to consider House File 2647. All members signify by saying aye. Those opposed say no. So ordered. At this time, the chair recognizes Representative Kaufman for opening remarks on House File 2647.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. This subcommittee as a whole on House File 2647 is on the Justice Reform Bill. Because we're going to be moving directly from subcommittee into committee and then to full debate, I will reserve most of my comments for a later time. Subcommittee is a time for public input. So that would conclude my opening comments, and I would solicit input from any of the members of the General Assembly, as well as members of the general public.
Are there members of the public or of the General Assembly who would like to comment during the subcommittee? As this chair recognizes Representative Wilburn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Judiciary Committee. I just want to thank leadership for bringing forth this bill, this proposal, and adjustment of the rules so that we can consider this and be responsive to this moment in our state and in our country. And I will reserve my comments for when this comes to the floor. I encourage passage of this. Thank you.
Discussion. Chair recognizes Representative Pritchard.
It's not
Gaines.
Thank you.
Gaines.
I was going to say it's not Representative Pritchard. I'm just sitting back here. I am so glad that my colleagues called me this morning and told me that if I wanted to see something historic, I should come today. I had a feeling of what it was going to be, but I wanted to make sure, so I asked a few questions, and then they told me about the bill. And when I asked, well, if you want me to speak, what do you want me to say? And Representative Smith said, just speak from your heart like you always do. So I'm just going to say to all of you, as you know, I'm not here because I'm 73, which is the group that's most vulnerable. So I've lived a long life in the civil rights movement. I was 8 years old when my mother took me to hear a speech from Mamie Thiel, Emmett Till's mother. And I think it was my first real awareness of what racism and lynching really meant. I was also 8 when my father told me about Rosa Parks and her refusing to give up her seat in the back of the bus where she was supposed to sit by a white man who wanted a seat. I was 21 when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. And I've watched civil rights since then. When I first came to the legislature in 2010, I felt like I had walked back into the dark ages in terms of the awareness of human rights and civil rights and what they really meant. I've sat here year after year listening to debate, which I thought showed indifference to what my cause was. So today, I am jubilant, I am happy, I am surprised, and I'm really glad to be a part of it. Thank you.
Anyone else? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Representative Coffin for closing comments on House File 2647 in the subcommittee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll reserve my closing comments for the bill as well. So with that, I would move that the subcommittee as a whole be dissolved. I would move the bill, excuse me.
Well, we will do this by voice vote out of subcommittee, Judiciary Committee members. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill moves out of subcommittee. At this time, we will return once again to the Committee of the Whole to consider House File 2647. Chair recognizes Representative Coffin for opening remarks on House File 2647.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. Again, I had planned to reserve most of my comments for the bill, but when I saw Representative Gaines, I couldn't help but say hello and say that I would just concur that this truly is a historic moment. That concludes my opening comments.
Is there discussion from the Judiciary Committee? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make my comments at this time. I want to state my strong support of this legislation. I have been very vocal in my support of our brave law enforcement officers in Iowa and across the nation who had nothing to do with the horrific death of Mr. Floyd. Law enforcement officers today come in all shapes, sizes, colors, sexual orientation, and backgrounds. They are a cross-section of us, and they are doing their best to protect and to serve. I support them and I stand with them. But they, like each of us, have certain beliefs and attitudes programmed into them. I have been very vocal about the riots and the need to restore law and order because I believe there can be no liberty or justice without law and order, and there can be no productive conversation without law and order. As tragic and costly as the rioting has been, we must not allow anarchists to drown out the message of the peaceful protesters that changes are needed. We do need to look at how our officers are trained and additional tools we can give the profession to police their own. We also need to look at what actions we can take to ensure that outside agencies of government are able to take decisive action when needed to address police misconduct. For this misconduct only makes it more difficult for our men and women in blue to do their jobs, to protect and to serve. Police misconduct fosters lack of trust. No one wants to identify and remove police engaging in misconduct more than those who wear the uniform. For those few bad actors make it so much more difficult for the rest to do their jobs. Allowing the Attorney General to investigate alleged police misconduct is appropriate in extreme circumstances, such as the death of a citizen. Restricting the use of chokeholds, appropriate with the qualifying language. It is easy to sit in the relative safety of our chairs and dictate to law enforcement what they can and cannot use out on the street in the performance of their duties. But the qualifying language on chokeholds when there is an imminent threat to life is of great importance, and we must support our officers who find themselves in life-threatening situations. I believe the language strikes a good balance. One of the key parts of this bill are the safeguards we're putting in place that would prevent the hiring of an officer, and you gotta love technology because it just blipped on me, so give me a moment. Restricting the use of chokeholds is appropriate with the qualifying language, and as I said, it is easy to sit in the relative safety of our chairs and dictate to law enforcement what they can and cannot use out on the street in the performance of their duties. But again, the qualifying language on chokeholds when there is an imminent threat to life is of great importance, and we must support our officers who find themselves in life-threatening situations. I have been there, and I believe this language strikes a good balance. One of the key parts of this bill are the safeguards we put in place that would prevent the hiring of an officer from another state or even from Iowa that has been convicted of wrongdoing. I can't believe we don't already have this in place. I know from experience that some departments transfer their problems or allow officers to quit rather than handle the problem head on. I support our law enforcement council having the authority to revoke or suspend certifications. I believe that this council will maintain high standards. All professional officers want to maintain the highest possible standards in the ranks. Finally, I would say that I do believe that we have issues with racial profiling. I have listened to Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, who talked about being pulled over 4 or 5 times in Washington, D.C. for what he described as driving black. I listened to Eddie Andrews, who's running for office here in Iowa, and he shared his experience with me. I have spoken to others, and I have concluded that we have a problem with this. I support training in this area to help identify what attitudes an officer might have that would lead to intentional or unintentional profiling. I have spent my life serving my country, and I grieve for what is happening in our streets. I grieve that every citizen does not feel the way I do about my country. I grieve that more and more we shout at each other and don't listen at all. I grieve that in our great country, a criminal hiding in a police uniform placed his knee on a man's neck until he was dead. I love my country more than life itself, and I'm trying to listen even though I don't always understand or agree with what I'm hearing. We are all Americans, and we are all one nation under God. We can focus on the many things that unite us while doing our best to help with solutions for the things that divide us. We cannot allow anarchists to keep us from listening to one another. That's what they want, and that is not going to happen. That is not going to succeed. Thank you, Representative Smith, for your hard work. I am deeply grateful for the opportunity to support this legislation today. Seeing no other comments, Representative Kaufman moves House File 2647. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Holt.
Aye.
Representative Height.
Aye.
Representative Wolf.
Yes.
Representative Bennett.
Yes.
Representative Bergen.
Aye.
Representative Derry. Representative Derry. Representative Gustafson.
Aye.
Representative Hagenow.
Aye.
Representative Jacobson.
Aye.
Representative Jones.
Aye.
Representative Kaufman.
Aye.
Representative Klein.
Aye.
Representative Confirst.
Aye.
Representative Losey.
Aye.
Representative B. Meyer.
Aye.
Representative Mitchell.
Aye.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Poshton. Representative Wessel Crichel. Representative Wilburn. 21-aye.
With unanimous support, House File 2647 will move from the Judiciary Committee and to the floor for discussion, debate, and passage. I would be remiss, Representative Abdul Samad, I didn't mention, I know you also put a lot of hard work into this, so thank you too. I'm sorry that I didn't mention that in my remarks. Is there any further business to come before the Judiciary Committee? Seeing none, Representative Wolf moves we arise.